Hello there, and welcome back to Before Gilead, where we talk about all things related to feminism and politics. I'm Sophia Pozzo.
I'm Ellie Bond. Today, we're going to be talking about the HB 481 bill.
First, we just wanted to give a recap of other states that have recently passed heartbeat bills or bills surrounding abortion.
The Alabama Human Life Protection Act, or HB 314, was signed into law by the governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, on Wednesday, May 15th. Before reaching Ivey, the bill was passed through the Alabama legislature, where a Democrat-suggested amendment that would allow exceptions for rape and incest victims was denied.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, May 14th, the Alabama Senate actually voted on the bill with a decision of 25-6, and I'd like to note that all 25 votes were in favor of the bill were coming from white Republican men. The bill was then passed on to the state's governor. She signed the next day. Without an exception for rape or incest included in the new law, abortions are only allowed to be performed to, quote, to avoid a serious health risk to the unborn child's mother, unquote, if the, quote, unborn child has a lethal anomaly, or if the ectopic pregnancy has occurred.
If an abortion is performed outside these exceptions, the doctor administering the abortion can face up to 99 years in prison for a felony charge. However, the recipient of the abortion would not be charged for receiving the procedure.
Mm-hmm. And another abortion law has been is in the process of being passed in Ohio as well.
The Ohio bill prohibiting abortion insurance coverage, or bill House Bill 182, was proposed on April 3rd by John Becker, an Ohio state representative. This bill would not allow insurance coverage for abortions that have been conducted when the life of the mother is not, quote, endangered if the fetus were carried to term, end quote.
So the only exceptions to this proposal would be a, quote, procedure in an emergency situation that is medically necessary to save the pregnant woman's life, unquote, or if the pregnancy occurs as ectopic, a procedure could be conducted that, quote, is intended to reimplant the fertilized ovum into the pregnant woman's uterus, unquote. However, when an ectopic pregnancy occurs, the fertilized egg doesn't implant into the uterus. Instead, the egg will implant into the fallopian tubes.
Do you need a bit of a gap there?
The pregnancy is not viable because of this and can endanger the life of the mother. Drugs or surgery are usually used to terminate the pregnancy if the woman does not miscarry. However, due to these claims, HB 182's proposal for removal of the fertilized ovum and placement into the uterus is not scientifically possible. Now we'll return back to HB 481 here in Georgia.
May 7th, 2019, the Georgia governor signed the heartbeat bill to come into effect in Georgia January 1st of 2020. The HB 481 bill bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected and gives the fetus personhood.
Mm-hmm. And so basically this just means that as a, quote, natural persons, unquote, they qualify for state income tax deductions and are factored into the population count. And then a fetal heartbeat can be detected as early as 6 weeks into the pregnancy.
And this raises one of the major concerns regarding HB 481 and the fact that many women do not actually know that they're pregnant by 6 weeks' time.
Yeah, and the exceptions specified in the bill for the ban on abortion include, firstly, if the pregnancy is diagnosed as medically futile, secondly, if the abortion is necessary for the survival of the mother or the fetus, or thirdly, if the pregnancy is at 20 weeks or earlier and the result of rape or incest that was filed in a formal police report. And so we thought it was a good idea to get the male perspective of things on this bill. So we interviewed guys around Paideia, mm-hmm. just to get the consensus and essentially asked like what they knew about the bill, mm-hmm. Like what was their opinion on the bill, and like coming from a male perspective, how that made them feel.
Mm-hmm. We really wanted to get an idea of whether or not someone's gender impacted how they felt about the bill.
And how much they knew about the bill.
Yes, definitely. So what do you know about HB 481 in a sentence or two?
I know it deals with abortion and about preventing the right to get an abortion. I think.
Okay, sweet. What is your opinion on the bill?
I think it's dumb because I feel like people should not try to enforce their opinions on other people if they're in a position of power, especially if they're in a position of power in the government where they affect everyone equally, or, well, some more unequally due to, like, what's it called, poverty or being too rich. But I think that people should not mess other people's, like, lives to the choice of that they should be able to make.
Okay. And then coming from a male perspective, how does this make you feel?
I mean, I find it dumb that a guy's trying to tell another girl that he probably doesn't know what to do. So I find it very stupid. Especially from a guy. I know that if a friend were to ask to get an abortion and wouldn't be able to get an abortion, I'd feel that it would like very much change their lives a lot, especially if they weren't able to like provide for the baby or didn't want the baby at all. Because I've definitely seen it, like, with people.
What do you know about the HB 481 bill in a sentence or two?
I know that it bans abortions other than rape or incest cases after six weeks or a heartbeat is detected, something like that, maybe just a heartbeat.
What is your opinion on the Georgia heartbeat bill?
I think it's very strict, and I know that it's strict because the people who wrote the bill wanted to go to the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade.
And coming from a male perspective, how does this make you feel?
It makes me feel nervous about people who need abortions. For people who need abortions. And I don't want their lives to be ruined.
What do you know about HB 481?
HB 481. Never heard of it.
The heartbeat bill?
Enlighten me. Oh, it's the whole abortion.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know a little bit about it.
Okay, and what is your opinion about the Georgia heartbeat?
My opinion about it is that it's your child and your body. You need to be able to choose with it what you want to do. I have no personal preference. If someone wants an abortion, get an abortion. Simple.
And coming from a male perspective, how does that make you feel?
The same, because like I just really don't really know like why other men want to control other people's stuff. Awkward.
Most guys that we interviewed were really honest with how they felt mm-hmm. about it. We found no one that was pro the
That's
bill.
That's true, yeah.
But it has to be said that because we are girls asking the questions, they mm-hmm. instantly kind of got
yes.
frazzled.
Yeah.
A little bit on the spot, which is very understandable, mm-hmm, but I'm just
definitely.
Curious if we were to have male, like, interviewers
yes.
asking the questions, whether we'd have a different response. Mm-hmm.
Essentially, we were concerned if the boys that we were talking to were answering a specific way because they knew that we were women and probably had strong opinions on how we dealt with this bill.
Yeah. No, they pretty much knew we had yeah. strong opinions.
So that concludes our discussion for today.
Please continue to stay updated on this topic. It's very important. January 2020 is not that far away.
It really isn't.
Yes, and it's very important.
And also pay attention to the other bills that are still in legislative processes right
yes,
now. We don't
yeah.
know if those are going to be passed in the next few months. All right. Well, tune back in next time. We loved having you guys here today.